Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning. It is Sunday, April 26th, 2026. I'm Shaw Gage on Sunday morning. Welcome in. Glad you're here. Hope you having a good day so far, and whatever you're going through, just know it's going to be all right. And sometimes life is good, sometimes life is tough, but you just got to hang in there and keep on swimming. But, you know, how do you do that? For me personally, it's through prayer. I think that just kind of keeps me grounded. It keeps me recalibrated when I'm prayed up and when I'm in a good spot with that. But, man, it's how I get through life. It's how I get through whatever's bothering me. Call it therapy, call it whatever you want to call it. But prayer, talking to the creator of the universe and going, God, here's my struggles, here's my problems, here's my praises, here's everything in between. And, you know, I don't know it all, but I believe that's what he wants, the creator of the universe, is he wants a relationship with us. And how do you have a relationship with him? You talk to him. And that's all prayer is. It's nothing fancy. It's nothing cute. It's nothing. It's just, man, just bearing your soul, bearing your heart, bearing your everything to the creator of the universe and going, God, help me. I can't do this on my own. Personally, I don't know how people that don't pray, I don't know how you get through the day. I don't know how you make it through the week or the month or the year. And no wonder life is tough and sometimes unbearable. It is for me, and I know that I pray. So if you don't pray, give it a shot. Just say, God, help me. I don't even know how to pray. It's just like me talking to you or you talking to me if we walk up to each other on the sidewalk or wherever we may be. It's just having that conversation and going, God, man, I'm struggling. I don't know what to do in this relationship, or I don't know what to do with this financial hardship, or I don't know what to do with my kids are rebelling, or I don't know what to do with the doctor came in and told me I've got this diagnosis. Just tell him what you're feeling. Tell him what you're going through. And you know what? He's going to bless you. We're going to talk about that today, talk about prayer, why it's so vital. And I got some good stuff. It's going to be some hard conversations and some tear jerkers, but I think it's going to show us what prayer, when it's executed, I guess is the right word, man, it really changes lives, and it really begins to help people understand the why behind what we do. And why, as believers, we're out here trying to encourage other people. So pray today, encourage somebody today, and man, let's have a good conversation about prayer. We're going to be back here in just a few minutes on Sunday morning. I've just been thinking about this all week. It's really just prayer. Goes back to last weekend with some groups, some people in our small group, and just so thankful for these people. But just about prayer. I was kind of just, several of us are going through things in life, and I had a upcoming visit to Vanderbilt this past week, and praise God, man, I got all good reports on the cancer checkups and all that good stuff. So another 6 months of breathing easy. So you always get a little anxious, you always get a little worried, and I'm no different. And 14 or 13 plus years in, every time I go back, I do the what if game. And so I understand that if you ever have to go to the doctor or get checkups, your mind's going a million different directions is what if the doctor says with this, what if the doctor says that? Y'all, I learned several years ago, for me, I just began to take time to pray all the way up to Vanderbilt. And that's a special time, and just being quiet, turning the radio off, turning the phone off, and just praying and going, God, and what's really been cool is God laid this on my heart about 2 years into making that trip from Birmingham up to Nashville to go to Vanderbilt. And I just began to pray that, Lord, my reaction would be the same regardless of what those doctors say. And that's to enjoy every single day. And I don't do it. You know, I'm like anybody else. I forget that. I forget that perspective. But every 6 months, I get to recalibrate. I get to rethink that, and it's hard, and it's tough, and sometimes you go, man, what's the drive going to be like tomorrow if the doctor says this, or what's it going to be like if they don't say that? And, you know, you just can't worry about that. You can't worry about the what-ifs, because nothing I can do about that. All I can do is control my reaction. Read this verse, Matthew 6, 5 and 6. It's talking about prayer. It says, and when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites. This is Jesus talking. For they love to pray standing in their synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. I just think that's so cool. We're not here to do this for show. We're not supposed to be doing this to just, you know, like we got fancy words to use and we just can't wait to get them out. You're there to have a genuine conversation with the Creator of the universe, with God Almighty. And Jesus tells us right there in Matthew chapter 6, that's the way you're supposed to pray. Just be honest. Just be you and God. It doesn't, I mean, there's nothing wrong with praying with others. That's okay. But don't do it for the show. Do it for the cause. Do it for what you're asking for. Do it for somebody you're trying to bless or somebody you're trying to encourage or whatever that prayer is, you know? Is it something you're mourning? Is it something you're worried about? Is it something that you're concerned about? Is it a family member or a friend? What is the prayer? Don't go babbling it. You know, I heard this years ago, and there is some truth. It's kind of funny, but there is some truth to it. You know, a lot of people in certain churches, they use the prayer circle to gossip. Well, it's not gossip if I preface it. Well, we need to be praying for Jim and Susan because, you know, no, that's not gossip. That's not what we're trying to do. You get on your knees in your room with the door closed, and you pray to God. That's what Jesus tells us right here. And so when things are tough, when things are going unexpected, or you have that mountain in front of you, man, just pray. Just pray. You can sit around and worry, and that's what a lot of people do. And that's why there's so much angst and division and all kinds of worry and all that kinds of stuff in this world. It's because we're not turning to God. God wants to solve our problems. And look, I'm not saying he's going to necessarily wave a magic wand and our problems are going to go away, but he's going to give us a way out of that problem. He's going to give us a way through that mountain, not around that mountain. He's going to give us a way through that mountain. Y'all, I know that. I've been through mountains in my life. I've shared them on here. And you, the thing is you just got to trust God. And you got to pray. Whatever it is that's bothering you. And, you know, whatever it is that you're going through, it's messy and it's hard, and it may not look like or result in what you thought it was going to be, but you're going to be able to use that situation to encourage others when they go through it. I've had countless opportunities in the last 13 plus years to encourage other people and families and friends and other just people that have been through cancer or touched by it in some way, shape, or form. Hey, we're going to take a break here real quick, come back. We're going to talk about a young man I've been reading about this week. It's a very inspirational story. Will Roberts, you may have seen him on Facebook, but we're going to learn about Will and see what we can do to encourage him on top of what he's already done to encourage so many people. But we're going to take a break. Be back here in just a second on Sunday morning. I'm a little late to the game on this one, but apparently this has been going on Facebook for a while, and I just picked it up in the last few days about a young man named Will Roberts. And it's really incredible, but I'm just going to read this post as kind of an intro here, but it says, "Let's go, an incredible update on Will Roberts. His family says he is getting access to the drug Delta Rex G, and they'll be traveling to Santa Monica soon to begin treatment. And this is what makes it even more powerful. This happened because of Will. He spoke up, he shared his story, and within hours, everything started moving. Calls were made, doors opened, even Mehmet Oz reached out to help connect his family with the doctors. After everything this 15-year-old has been through, he now has something he's been fighting for, a chance. Keep praying for Will." Y'all, I just thought it was so cool as I got pulled into the story and just fascinated by what's going on here, and to be talking about prayer and to have the Lord laying prayer on my heart this work and all of this week, and last Sunday night to have my small group standing around, we were talking about prayer, and just it was just so cool. Just the theme of the week is prayer, and then to read this story is just so amazing. But Will Roberts, young man, 15-year-old young man, he's been diagnosed with cancer, and I'm just going to read this. This is his mother, Brittany Battles Roberts, and Jason Roberts, I'm assuming his dad. This is on their Facebook, and if you can go check this out and just support them, pray for them. It's a really cool story, but we all need to rally around this young man. But I'm just going to read this. It says, this is from his mom, Brittany. It says, "I don't even know where to begin, but I know I need to give credit where it's due. Will did this, every bit of this. He advocated for himself and helped move mountains. While I thought he was sleeping beside me the last several nights, I was up pouring everything I had into emails, reaching out to anyone and everyone, trying to move mountains that just would not budge. What I didn't know is that Will was listening. He heard every word, every prayer, every tear I tried to keep quiet, and then he did something Jason and I couldn't do. He took the bull by the horns and he used his own voice. Most of you know he has access to my Facebook, and this isn't the first time he's posted from my account. Y'all also know what happened after his last post. Yeah, we're still getting golf balls in the mail. He knew the power of that, so he used it again, and within hours, everything changed. Jason and I witnessed firsthand just how powerful social media can be when it reaches the right hearts. I will forever be grateful to Rick Mayers and his wife, Chloe. That man didn't just watch a video and scroll on. He found my number and called to ask what he could do. From there, things started moving fast. People stepped in and ran with it. Barry Moore, Jared Hudson, Hank Williams Jr. and his wife, Brandy, and so many others who have supported us all along. Katie Britt, Tommy Tuberville, Gerald Allen, businessman Stan Pate, and every single one of you who have shared, prayed, and stood with us. Because of all this and each of you, we got a call this morning from Dr. Oz. He personally contacted the developing doctors of the drug Delta Rex G in Santa Monica. And just like that, movement began. We have now had a telehealth call with the doctors, and they told us that Will is gaining access to the drug, and we will be traveling to Santa Monica very soon. I'm overwhelmed in a way I can't even explain. I don't even know if I've asked the right questions yet. I just know something shifted, and it shifted fast. But make no mistake, this started with a 15-year-old who refused to stay quiet, watched his parents dying on the inside along with him, and knowing he could give many others a chance even if he didn't make it in time to get the chance for himself. So tonight, I'm asking you to do one thing. Get on your knees and thank God. Praise Him. God has been moving this entire time, even when we couldn't see it. And this time, He used Will's voice to do it. Y'all, that is what it is all about. That is prayer. That is a young man who is just, man, doing what he has to do. And he's petitioning the Creator of the universe, and he's reaching out for help, and he started this movement, and he's getting help. And y'all, hopefully it's in time to help Will. Will's in a tough situation, and I've seen videos of his, and I've seen him say, "Hey, I may not make it, but if this helps get somebody on the other side of me, somebody else down the road, if this helps somebody else or gets them healed, y'all, he's got that warrior heart, he's got that prayer heart, and he's got that just I'm going to do whatever it takes." Wanted to share that. I just thought it was cool. I got one more thing I want to talk about in the next segment on him, but just y'all be praying for Will Roberts, his parents, Jason and Brittany Roberts. Check them out on Facebook. Keep up with them. Support them any way you can. Prayers, financially. It is a tough, tough, tough thing to be battling cancer, especially for a 15-year-old young man. Nobody deserves it, but he and the family just, you know, you're worn out. And like Brittany says, I don't understand it. Sometimes I don't understand it, but something shifted. And, you know, God's moving. God's moving in that family. So y'all be praying for that family. And, Lord, we just pray a blessing over that young man right now. Just pray for Will and Jason and Brittany Roberts, and that you would be moving in their family, and that you would be glorified in every bit of it. And that, Lord, he would just get hooked up with this drug that would save his life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shaw Gage back with you on Sunday morning, following up this story about young man Will Roberts, just going through this rough cancer journey and 15 years old. It's just not fair for anybody, but especially a young man that just, just breaks your heart. But he's reached out and he started making some movements through social media, and God is moving. And we're talking about prayer today, but go follow this story, y'all. We need to be praying for this family, for this young man in particular, and that God will just move and save this young man's life. But I wanted to read this other post from the mom. This looks like it was probably from Thursday of this past week, but she said this. She said, "Hey," and look, this is just bearing what we talk about on this show each and every week. It's just being encouragement, lifting each other up, and bearing our souls, being vulnerable. And this mom did this right here. So here you go. Just says this: "Tuesday broke me. Will spent the entire day in the ER with a nosebleed. This was supposed to be his off week, the week he had been looking forward to, fishing, hitting golf balls, and just being a kid for a minute. Instead, he couldn't do any of it because of the bleeding wrist. I wasn't even there at first. I was stuck in Fayette dealing with my car breaking down. By the time I got home, I was alone, and I lost it right there in the driveway. The kind of cry you don't plan, the kind that just comes out when it's all too much. I pulled myself together because I had to get Charlie. Jason called me while he was driving home. He had seen it all on the camera. He and I, both alone in our cars, both completely drained, talking about the unknowns, the frustration, and the what it feels like to keep running into a brick wall. When we all got home, Will had packing shoved in one nostril, and then the other side started bleeding. Now both sides were stuffed. He couldn't breathe, and he was miserable. He said it plain and simple, "This isn't fair." And he's right, it's not. He said, "If I'm not throwing up, now I'm walking around with tissue stuffed up my nose and going back and forth to the ER. And in my own frustration, I reminded him of something we've always been honest about, that this is his journey, and that if he ever gets too tired, if he ever becomes too much, he has the right to say he's had enough. And every single time we say that, he comes right back with, "I'm not quitting." Will said he was tired, so Granny went upstairs with him. Jason asked, "Do you want us to come up pray?" So we did, all of us worn out, worn down, frustrated, exhausted, all standing around Will's bed while he tried to get the bleeding to stop in his nose. And Jason led our family in prayer. Broken voices, heavy hearts, but faith anyway. And now here's the part that gives me chills. That prayer, just 24 hours before Dr. Mehmet Oz reached out to us, was exactly what we had asked for, God. We didn't ask for easy. We asked for directions, for doors to open, and for someone to help us move forward. And he did. God didn't just hear us. He moved mountains. And he led us exactly where we were supposed to go. So if you're in a place where you feel like you're hitting a wall, like nothing is moving, don't stop praying. Because sometimes everything changes in 24 hours. It did for us. God is in this story. God is in the details. Wow. Unbelievable. Or should I say believable? Y'all, our God is a big God. Here's a family right here. The Roberts family. Their young son, 15-year-old man, doesn't deserve it. It's not fair. But they keep fighting. They're not quitting. And they keep trusting the Lord and they keep praying. Y'all, they're in the middle of it. And it's hard and it's messy and it's tough. And sometimes it just sucks. But you know what? They're doing it the right way, and they're continuing to press on. Just keep putting one foot in front of the other. Will, we're praying for you, buddy. You're on my list. Jason and Brittany, we're going to be praying for your family as well, and that God just continues to use you guys. It's created a movement. I mean, this is amazing that we can use something like Facebook, social media, to get out there and get this young man the help that he needs. Y'all, this is truly the embodiment of what we talk about on this show. It's about doing life together. It's about encouraging one another, and it's about being there for one another. So I'm going to be there for this family. I've never met them in my life. I just found this story like 2-3 days ago. And man, but I'm going to be following, I'm going to be supporting, and I'm going to be praying. I'm going to do everything I can to help this young man get the treatment that he deserves. And man, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the already answered prayers, and just that you'll continue to move mountains for this family. Y'all, don't give up hope. There's a way. This young man had the fortitude and the will to get out there, no pun intended, to get out there and just fight for what life-saving drug that he needs. And y'all, he's getting that attention. So praise the Lord, praise God. We're so thankful. Will, we're going to be praying for you. And y'all, those listeners out there, if you're just hearing this story or you've been following it from the beginning, don't stop believing. Don't stop trusting the Lord. He's going to give you a way. I promise you. Just keep on trusting the Lord. And he's going to make your path straight. Keep on keeping on, everybody. I'm not quitting. I love that quote by Will Roberts, the young man we've been talking about this morning, just about, you know, prayer. And we're talking about pray, pray, pray. That's kind of what the Lord laid on my heart last weekend. Just through our small groups, I talked a little bit about that. And then going myself to Vanderbilt. And the prayers that so many people are still praying for me is just amazing. But it just got me thinking that I got hooked up with this story about Will Roberts and just cancer that he's going through and just the hard times, but y'all, God's moving. And my question for you this morning is, what is it that you're praying about? What do you need to pray about? What is it that you don't want to quit, but you feel like quitting? You're going through financial hardships. You're going through a tough relationship. You're going through unruly kids, job stresses. Check the box, check the box, check the box. Y'all, life comes at us. Life is tough. It's not easy. And the older you get, the more opportunities we have to get better at life, right, I'll call them. But what's your struggle out there? Are you struggling with something? Y'all, the Lord wants you to just talk to him. He just wants you to pray. And it makes you feel better. I don't know how that works. Well, I do. I think, you know, I think God's taking it off of us when we pray, actually. But what is it that you're praying about? What is it that you need help praying with? Do you know how to pray? I was talking with a guy in my small group last week, and he was like, man, you know, I can pray all day long in front of people. That doesn't bother me a bit. But he said, man, when I get in my closet and I pray, I just wonder if it's getting through. He said, I struggle with that, you know. And it was just an interesting, because this guy, man, you hear him praying, you go, man, that guy's got it all together. And he does. He's a great guy. But I think there's just sometimes the enemy creeps in and just wants us to be distracted and go, yeah, you're not doing it right. Y'all, look. Prayer is just a conversation. That's what we talked about. I said, man, look, it's like this. If you and I are friends, which he and I are, and I said, and we come in here every week or every day or whenever we talk, and I sit here and tell you every single thing that's going on in my life, every struggle, every praise, every good, every bad, every heartache, everything in between. And then I look at you and say, you know, man, I got to go, though. I'll be back. I'll catch up with you and hear your side, you know, next time we talk. And then I come back and see you tomorrow. And I start right back in. I tell you about my day. I tell you about all my struggles. And before you say anything, can we catch up tomorrow? I know I've gone twice, but man, I'm going to catch up with you, let you talk tomorrow. And then that third day I walk in, I start unloading again. And I don't give my friend the opportunity to speak ever. How long are we really going to be friends? I mean, that guy's going to be like, dude, that guy I'll just talk to, he hogs all the time. All he does is talk, 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 talk. He never listens to me. So God is not like that, but I think as humans, it's a good illustration of that. He and I are not probably going to be friends for very, very long, unless he's just a super good guy and very, very patient. But when we look at our relationship with the Lord and our conversations with the Lord, I feel like that's what prayer is. Prayer is we're going to have that conversations, but sometimes we got to get quiet. Sometimes we just have to listen. Sometimes we just have to go, okay, God, what do you, and I'm not saying he speaks to us. I have heard, I don't know if it's audible. I don't know if it's in my heart or the Holy Spirit. I don't know how all that works, but I have heard that by just getting quiet and not saying anything or trying to think anything and just be still and know that he's God. And y'all, he will speak to you. He will. I mean, it's also a very calming exercise too, whatever you want to call it, but we got to be able to have that communication go both ways. And even if you don't hear anything, just shush, just get quiet and listen for him and see if he's moving, because God is real and he wants a relationship with you. And again, if you want a healthy, thriving relationship, right, you gotta be able to talk and you gotta be able to listen. You know, it's that old adage, the good Lord gave us two ears and one mouth for a reason. We should listen twice as often as we should talk. I'm horrible at that. I admit it. But I think that's a good reminder in there too. But spend some time just listening. You know, we've been talking for several months here, you know, each and every week about just getting outside and getting quiet. You know, there you go. There's another reason just to get outside and get quiet and just listen. And but more importantly, just again, I want you to know and be encouraged that prayer is nothing more than just a conversation with him. Just like I have a conversation with a good friend or my wife or my sons or my friends or my coworkers. It's the same thing. You don't have to be fancy and put a bunch of wherefore, art thou's and all that kind of, I mean, okay, if you do and you can work them in tactfully, but you know, it's just, hey God, I'm struggling, man. I'm beat up, I'm bruised up, I'm cut up, and I don't know where to go. Help. Y'all, that's all it is. Talk to him today. Reach out. Be like this young man, Will Roberts, man. He is not quitting. He is fighting, and we're going to be praying for him too. But follow that story. But more importantly, follow your own story. Follow God's story and what he's done throughout human history. Why do we doubt it? Y'all trust him. Pray to him. Cast your cares upon him. It's going to make life a whole lot more enjoyable. I promise you that. We'll be back here on Sunday morning on the other side. kind of wanted to go back earlier in the conversation today about prayer. We had our small groups last week, last Sunday evening, and one of the ladies in there was just talking. Several people in the group have been through different cancers and different health issues, and they didn't even know it wasn't even, we hadn't even done the prayer request time yet, you know, that I was going to be going to Vanderbilt this week for my checkup. But she just looked around the table and she said, I just want to tell y'all something. She said, I've been through some hard stuff. And she said, just pray, pray, pray. And it was so right on. Everybody at that table needed to hear it. And it was just really cool because I needed to hear that. And it was like, and she did look right at me at one point, and I just felt like I really needed to hear that. And, you know, that is like where the rubber meets the road. Like, my friend, she stepped up and she was probably convicted to share that. And when she stepped out in faith and shared that with the group, it impacted this guy. And then it impacted the people next to me and the people next to them and all the way around the circle. And y'all, the whole group dynamic just totally changed and opened up that night. Not that we were, you know, we all know each other fairly well. But it just, it was like all the walls came down when she said that. She said, just pray, 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 because it matters. It makes a difference. She said, it saved my life. It helped me when I was going through it. It helped my family. And I just thought about that, too. I was like, you know, reflecting back, when you're in those lows or those hard times, whether it be job loss or health diagnosis, whatever it may be, y'all, it is the other believers surrounding around you and praying and lifting you up. That's what makes the difference. And so I can't encourage you enough, just even if you don't have anything you feel like you need to share with anybody or pray, be praying for other people. Be praying for somebody you might have heard of. Be praying for this young man. If you don't have anybody to pray for in your life, pray for Will Roberts and his parents, Jason and Brittany, and that he'll be healed from his cancer. Y'all, there is so much. If we would start praying like we click likes on our social media things, we could change the world. And we probably need to get back to doing some of that. That idea just hit me. But if I get off social media and quit clicking different things and spend that time in prayer instead, man, what kind of a change could I make in the world around me? So think about that. Where can you pray? Where can you get better? Where can you change your world? You know, are there people in your life? Do you have friends, family, coworkers? Like I said, there's people in your circle. And they're there for a reason. There's a story of a guy that I work with, and he was kind of difficult to deal with. Still can be, I guess, from time to time. I got to be careful. He might be listening. Also, I won't mention any names. But he was kind of difficult to deal with when I first met him. And it was just one of those situations. I remember sitting on the back porch after dealing with him for about 6 months to 6 to 8 months, something like that. And I was just thinking about this guy. I was like, Lord, I was just sitting on the back porch drinking a cup of coffee. I just prayed, you know. And I said, Lord, just what is his problem? Like, if he was treating me that way only, I'd understand it. But he treats everybody that way. So, like, what's his deal? And the Lord just whispered into my heart and said this. He said, that's your job. Next mission field, go get him. And I knew that voice, and I knew that call, and I said, you're right. Because that mission field, no, go get them, I heard the same thing when I went back to school to become a teacher. And so I knew that that was what I was supposed to do. And y'all, sometimes the Lord, well, not sometimes, but I believe the Lord all the time does put us in a place there where we can have impact. He puts us around certain people. He puts us in certain circles so that we can go encourage others and impact the world for Jesus. And so where are you? Where's your circle? Where's your sphere of influence? You have one. You may not think you do, but you do. And hey, I may only work with one or two people and they'll never listen to me. They'll absolutely listen to you. Don't doubt yourself for 1 second. God uses everybody. You know, he really does. I know he can use me. If he can use me, he can use anybody. If you'd have told me a year ago, well, I guess I was doing it a year ago, but if you'd have told me 5 years ago I'd be sitting here doing this, I'd have told you you were crazy. I'd have started sweating, getting nervous. Y'all, it's just the Lord gives you opportunities. Sometimes you just got to step through and do it. Pray today, encourage somebody today, and just have that conversation with the Lord. Be genuine. Be genuine. That's all we need to be in this world, but most importantly, you need to be genuine with the Lord. And y'all, that's what prayer is. He already knows what you're going through. You can't hide anything from him. Go for it. Trust him today. Encourage one another. Jesus loves you, everybody. We're going to be back here in just a few minutes. Wrapping up another segment here on Sunday morning. Shaw Gage, so thankful for you listening each and every week. You know, this has been a good conversation, I think, just thinking about prayer. I don't think it's talked about enough, but it's the most powerful tool that we have. You know, in this world that is so dark and so dangerous and so much angst and just bad news out there, you know, how can we encourage y'all? That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm nobody, but it's just as an opportunity to encourage other people. And if you're listening, I think that means you're probably an encourager too. So you're probably sitting there wondering, how can I encourage? I may not be able to get on a radio. Well, look, come on, call me, get a hold of me. I'd love for you to come on the show and encourage people, man. This is what it's all about. But you can make a difference, and you can, and it starts with prayer, and it starts one conversation at a time. I've said that for a long time. We can't change this world all by ourselves. It starts one conversation at a time, though. It starts with you, and it starts with me. And that same conversation context, it's the same thing with prayer, right? You know, pray for your enemies. Do you pray on a regular basis? This is something I was thinking about. I'm fairly decent at praying on a regular basis. There's a certain day a week, and I pray for each and every single family member, like extended family, aunts, uncles, cousins, you know, and it just keeps me grounded. It keeps me humbled. It keeps me, and I remember everybody's name at the Christmas party because of that. But no, in all seriousness, like, do you pray for people on a regular basis? Those family members, unless they listen to the show, they'll never know that I pray for them on a weekly basis. Trying to pay for coworkers another day, morning of the week. And so just, if you don't know how to pray, just start praying for other people. Start praying for situations where you know people need help. Pray for our country. Pray for our leaders. Pray for the president. Pray for the congressman, senator, everybody. Just be praying for our judges. Pray for our local authorities. I mean, y'all, they need it. When I reach out to people in my company at Nexair, and I let, you know, some of the big dogs there that I'm friends with, and they say, hey, man, I'm thinking about you today. I'm praying for you. Y'all, that's powerful. Those people need our prayers. They are our leaders. They are appointed for a reason. And when you get into the political side of it, look, I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, you know, what, independent, whatever it may be. God appoints our rulers and our kings. That's biblical. So just got to get over whoever the president is or whoever that, you just got to pray for them. Because you know what? If they're put in positions of power, their hearts can be transformed one way or the other. So it's very important that we be praying for not only our leaders, but also for one another. Y'all, that's what it's all about. Prayer works. I've been through it. When I went through my cancer journey, I had people texting me and on my Caring Bridge site and all that kind of stuff, just say, we're praying for you. And I felt it, y'all. And that's what sustained me. And I know that's what sustains other people when they're going through trials, because I've been held up. And I've had people go, man, you had people praying for you on the other side of the planet. I'm like, man, that is so amazing that there are other people. And it's very humbling to know when you hear that, hey, you've got people petitioning the creator of the universe on your behalf. It's overwhelming. I mean, it moves you to tears when you're in it, and but that's what gets you through it. And y'all, as that lady Brittany Roberts shared, talking about her son, she just got this. It wasn't a piece, I think, but that's kind of the way she described it. I remember getting those feelings. It was like, I didn't know how, I didn't know why, but I just knew everything was going to be okay. And y'all, that's where the peace of the Lord just comes through. So thank you for your prayers. Thank you for praying for this family that we've been talking about today, the Roberts family. And just keep on praying, y'all, because it makes a difference. You may sit there and be going, man, my prayers don't matter. Nobody, God doesn't hear me. Yes, he does. He absolutely hears you, and he will honor your prayer. But you just got to trust him to do so. So keep on keeping on, and everybody, have a good week. Keep praying. We're going to be praying for this Roberts family, and hope you guys have a great week, and we'll come on back here next Sunday, and same bat time, same bat channel. I'm Shaw Gage on Sunday morning.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 1065, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.